Discerning Hearts, in cooperation with the Pro-Sanctity Movement, presents Teresa Monahan and the Personal Plan for Holiness. Episode 7, Kissing the Wounds of the Leper.
Making out a personal plan for holiness would be easy to do and easy to keep if it wasn't for those difficult people in our lives that cause us to struggle in loving. I have heard myself and many others grumble, saying, "I could be holy if you weren't so hard to live with." My crabby husband, critical wife, annoying children, cranky coworkers, they are all the reason I cannot be kind and charitable, and therefore it is impossible for me to grow in holiness. Is this a common experience or what? Our Holy Father said at the beginning of the new millennium, to make the church, the home, and the school a place of communion, that is the great challenge of facing us in the millennium, which is now beginning. If we wish to be faithful to God's plan and respond to the world's deepest yearnings. The bottom line is that to live in communion is essential to living out our vocation to holiness. We cannot say that we love God if we do not love our brothers and sisters, husband, wife, co-worker, and so on. The fact that they challenge us to love them is an opportunity to love more purely and authentically, just as Jesus loves us, sinners though we were. He loves us, warts and all, and so must we love one another. St. Francis and St. Damian of Molokai both loved and kissed the wounds of the lepers. We can say, "I love you, but I can't be around you because of your annoying habits." Francis and Damian teach us to kiss those annoying habits by reaching out to accept the other as they are. Love them as they are. A very annoying sister who no one could stand to be around bothered St. Thérèse of Lisieux in community. She made the effort to go out of her way and give simple smiles and do little acts of kindness for her. The annoying sister was so astounded. "Thérèse treats me like we are best friends." Wouldn't that be the greatest of goals, to love as Jesus loved unconditionally? This is a hard one to put into practice, loving unconditionally. But if we will spend time with God before the Blessed Sacrament, contemplating Him in a quiet way, we become familiar with God and His ways, and His mentality becomes ours. We need to be in touch with God in order to treat tenderly and with respect even the most difficult person in our lives. Take time with God and you will be able to give time and love to others, even kiss the wound of the leper in your midst. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, true model of every holiness, give us trust to become saints.
You've been listening to Teresa Monahan of the Pro-Sanctity Movement and A Personal Plan for Holiness. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it on our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms. Discerning Hearts is a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to evangelization and spiritual formation through the use of new media. To learn how you can support our mission, visit discerninghearts.com.